Blog Talk Radio.
Unmute it. Put the show on. Let's get it started.
Hear you, Hollywood.
He thinks
he's still going, but he's not. We can't hear him at
all.
No, man. Nobody can hear me, man.
Now I hear
the fuck out of here. Nobody can hear me. I had a great fucking introduction for Lou. I actually called him Sweet Lou from Brooklyn. And then, of course, nothing was there. So, you know, I ended up going to Mr. Hollywood. And then I realized that, you know, I was on mute the whole time. Get the fuck out of here.
you want to hear what happened in New York?
Yeah, why the hell not? What's going on
in
New York, Sweet?
That
Lou
was some game, man. With the rain, it was 50 degrees, and the day before the game, it was 80, right? And Aaron Rodgers was there with his raincoat and stuff. And before the game, he was taking three-step dropbacks and throwing 20 yards. I swear, he was throwing spirals. Yeah, and that game was unreal. I shut it off thinking that the Jets were going to lose. But the guy on the Giants had missed three field goals. That was a weird game. And the Giants lost, even though the Giants signed Barkley, the quarterback. He hasn't played since 2020. They signed him because that guy, Donato, is not too good. He's like the third-string quarterback, so that's what happened there. And what else? And the Giants traded Leonard Williams, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They traded him to Seattle, I think.
Never
Seattle.
Heard of him.
Leonard, yeah. They traded Spock, Leonard Williams.
Tonight's show, by the way, brought to you by Gorilla Cookies strain. Very pungent, very pungent stuff, powerful. But I digress. Mr. Hollywood, how are things going? How are you doing, man? How are things in Denver?
How are things with Denver? The surprising Denver Broncos.
In Denver. First of all, you can see me this Saturday night down in Pueblo at the Red Barn. I will be making an appearance at RCW show, Annihilation, or whatever the fuck it's called. And I will be there with my title, and you can meet me. You can get a bumper sticker and get my autograph. And so that's number one. You can be down in Pueblo this Saturday night, and I will be there live. So there you go. Meet Mr. Hollywood, the president, and the United World Champion. Other than that,
nice.
Russell Wilson dressed up as Deion Sanders for Halloween. And, of course, the Broncos beat the Chiefs at the end of the game.
Broncos,
they played. They played. Take it back. Not take it. But they played.
They got a bye week,
get over it.
Broncos
or whatever. Or Shake It Off. They played at the stadium. They played. They blared Shake It Off as the Chiefs were exiting the stadium. Shake it.
Wow.
Off. Shake it. Off. They were totally trolling them because, you know, whatever.
The reason that Kansas City lost is because the quarterback on Kansas City had the flu bad, and they were shooting him up with vitamin C before the game.
And he could have easily sat out, and
but he didn't want
his backup could have played. So that's his choice, his fault, his problem, whatever. So
could be more like his problem. You know, he's the one that fucked it up for the team by going out there sick. Not at 100. You got to keep it 100.
You know how many teams called the Broncos with Jerry Jeudy, and they wouldn't trade him?
Nope, and that's the other thing. Denver Broncos traded absolutely nobody. They moved nobody.
Right.
They traded nobody. They fired nobody. They brought in nobody. The Broncos, for some reason, he's sticking with it. And this is just like the first game where – in the preseason where he played Russell Wilson. He made him stay in there until they got a touchdown. He made him stay in that fucking game until he scored, no matter how long it took, which means that he's doing with this team. He's like, I don't give a fuck if we lose. We're staying with everybody. We're going to make this work, and then we're going to see. So, I mean, I kind of like that in a sense, but then again, I don't know. But Vance Joseph saved his job by keeping Mahomes to only one.
I'm glad they didn't listen to the fans. And they kept the defensive coordinator because that guy is a damn good defensive coordinator. It's just that the team needed
He's not really. I would say he's average. He's like it's like Russell Wilson. He's an average quarterback.
Guy,
Listen. His stats though, Russell Wilson is about third in the league at quarterback. He is the second or third best quarterback in the National Football League.
And how many fumbles does he have? More than that.
He's last in fumbles.
He's leading the league.
He's leading the league in fumbles.
Yeah.
He's also leading the league in passes. He's leading the league in touchdowns. He's leading the league in yards. He's leading the leagues in comebacks. He's leading the league.
Put on the NFL Network? The Raiders fired McDaniel and the offensive coordinator. The coach and the
offense. They fired both of them, and he has the distinction now of being the only coach to be fired from the Broncos
there for a year, right?
He ruined the Broncos when he was here, so he can't be that much better.
That guy was the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots for years,
and he was the head coach of the Broncos for a minute. The head coach of Broncos, Josh McDaniels.
He was the head coach. He'll land pretty somewhere. He'll end up being
McNugget.
Some fucking coordinator.
We called him
shit,
McNugget,
you know, offensive coordinator, just like fucking Bill O'Brien. When Bill O'Brien came to the Texans, I had just moved here like a couple of years before. I didn't really give a shit about the Texans. But I still watch the news and whatnot. Well, back then.
Yeah.
Now I can't even watch the news.
Hey,
everything's a fucking lie.
Hey, Chuck.
But I digress.
Chuck, what the hell is up with your uniforms? What the hell is up with why the fuck does anybody care that the Houston Oilers and tell us about Texas? But, like, I think that it's – I like the uniform. I think the NFL is way out of line. But what's going on in Texas? Because I gave you the Mile High – report.
Well, actually, I mean, I could give a fuck about the uniforms.
Dallas,
but, you know, people around here do care about them because, you know, it was the Oilers. Well, let me tell you something. I never had any fucking love for the Oilers, and now that they're gone from here for 20-something years or whatever, I sure as hell ain't got no fucking love for them now. So fuck the Houston Oilers uniforms and all that shit. I could care less about them. What I wanted to talk about was what we were talking about earlier, but I damn fucking forgot now. You know, so fuck it. But everything is good in Texas. The Rangers could close it out tonight, though. The Rangers could close it out tonight, so we'll see. Actually, I got the game on right now as I'm enjoying this Gorilla Scout.
Let's do the results. The points from last week are Chuck has 61, I have 56, and Sweet Lou from Brooklyn has 55. So,
all right, let's go.
Thursday night football.
The Thursday night football, the Bills were 8.5-point favorites over the Buccaneers. We all had the Bills. And the Bills won, I guess, right?
I don't know. Who won?
Am I supposed to know this shit? Am I supposed to be
the
one?
Yes, this is Lou has the results. I'm keeping tally of the points, and you tell us who won or lost. That's how it works.
It was the Bills, right?
It was the Buffalo Bills, man, that won. They beat the Buccaneers handily. Actually, the Buccaneers kind of made a comeback there at the end, but it ended up being 24-18.
The Bills picked up a couple of people before the trade deadline. All right, let's go to the Jets.
Before you go on, I don't remember too many big trades going on before yet. There was, not a huge amount of movement.
They wanted Devontae Adams. He wanted out. But the owner, the team, would not trade Devontae Adams, and he got mad at that. He wanted.
The whole league in general. There wasn't really much. I mean, aside the Raiders news is the biggest thing. The firing, that's the biggest news that came out of fucking the trade thing.
The Raiders.
Anyway, sorry.
The owner of the Raiders is a new owner, right?
So Keith Flair in the chat room is talking about that I was talking about Bill O'Brien, which I was. The thing about fucking Bill O'Brien, he came in here and wrecked the fucking Texans completely, completely. Traded all their fucking best players because he was also, GM. He was GM slash head coach. Get the
draft.
Fuck out of here. Shredded the fucking Texans completely. I watched this shit from, afar because I wasn't a fan then. So anyway, shredded them fucking completely, and then ended up fucking getting fired finally after 3 years of doing so.
Now it's
going to
take him a few years.
Then he ended up in fucking Alabama as fucking Saban's fucking coordinator. How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know. You want to go to the next game?
Let's get over there and the Raiders. He'll be just fine, man.
The Jets, Giants.
Next.
We all had the Jets, so that's a win.
We did all have the Jets. Because the Giants, unfortunately, I don't know. Lou, this quarterback they got, what do you guys know about this quarterback they just picked up, right? Are they going to?
The Giants, Matt Barkley?
Yeah.
That hadn't played in 3 years?
Never
I saw him about 3-4 years ago, but I don't know what he's going to do now. They got him on the practice squad, and they're going to put him on this regular squad because Danny, what's his name, the starting quarterback is coming back Sunday. Danny Dimes.
Dimes is back. Okay.
Yes.
That might affect our picks later.
So we all have the win on the Jets.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Now we go to the Cowboys-Rams. We all had Cowboys, so we win there.
Well, that was what a fucking ass. That was an assing.
Yeah, I had a
they
Cowboys
went out there just
looking
fucking
sharp,
assing.
Man. They're looking damn good. Yep.
They're looking good. They're looking great.
That's right.
Not complete. I don't think they're complete enough.
Here we go on the next game, Packers-Vikings. Chuck and Hollywood had the Packers. I had the Vikings. I win. Right?
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
I can't believe I fucking went with the Packers. It actually cost me money, too. I lost fucking money because of
the
this
Packers
stupid
are,
move
are
and, another stupid move I made that I shouldn't have fucking done. But,
the Vikings
ended up winning this game.
I almost changed that pick, but I didn't.
In a game where Kirk Cousins
was injured.
Out for the year.
Achilles tendon. And he even called.
Yeah, that's why. He didn't finish. He didn't finish the game.
The kid is down.
I mean, at least it was a divisional game.
Yep.
Not some fucking meaningless
game. Now
the
Vikings are looking for a quarterback.
Who are they going to get? Did they get anybody in the trade? Do you guys
I don't know who their backup is.
Well, but I mean the trade deadline. They might have picked somebody up. I would think so. Like, Why would, if you need a, if Kirk Cousins is gone, get somebody like Nick Foles or
Kirk
whoever, Cousins, I don't know.
5-6 months out, he won't be back till next year. He
I'm telling you, when the Rogers. Remember, listen when I remember, go back to the first episode or second episode after I predicted his injury. I said if they make the playoffs, he's gonna start. If they make the playoffs, he's gonna start. And
That was a gory injury when he got hurt. You saw his leg jump up and down like his Achilles just snapped like a rubber band, man.
Well, what about Kirk Cousins? He has the same thing. Is that the same injury?
Yeah, same injury as Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
the
Vikings, in the meanwhile, have picked up quarterback, the well-traveled quarterback, I might add.
Who?
Josh Dobbs.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Former Cardinal.
I got to see what it is with this guy. That's another guy probably didn't play in a year or two.
And listen, but here's the thing. Kirk Cousins, he was playing great, right? But he's an old guy. So he was maxing out his tank all the time. He's an older quarterback. He's not a rookie.
Right.
He's been around. So he was going hardcore, man, and there comes a time where you can't. And I think that's why he was doing so well, because he was pushing himself to the limit and taking risks and taking chances, and he found his groove. But it came up to hit him because he's older. He's not a 23-year-old, 24-year-old quarterback. He's a 30-year-old quarterback. Yes. And unfortunately, that five, six years in the league, it takes a toll. You're getting hit. You're running around.
This is what happens at this time of year.
He's not a young whippersnapper.
The Falcons.
But wait, before we go to the next game, it is now 64 for Chuck, and it is tied. Lou and Hollywood, Mr. Hollywood, the United World Champion, at 59 each. Off we go.
Falcons against the Titans.
No. I got something still.
Okay.
So this Josh Dobbs, he's been in the league since 2017. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 teams, possibly 10. 2, 4, 6.
So he's not young, but he's not old.
Man, he's been around. He's been a fucking 9 or 10 teams since fucking 2017.
Yeah. A lot of teams were looking for quarterbacks, and there are no quarterbacks available. They're going down like tenpins, these quarterbacks.
Well, that draft is good that it's coming, because that's what's going to...
That's going to be a quarterback draft, yep. Here we go with the Falcons and the Titans, and we all had the Falcons. And who won that?
The fucking Titans won in another game.
We all lost on that one.
Man, I can't believe pissing me off. The Titans, by the way, in those fucking horrid uniforms.
Yeah.
Fucking baby blue. Get the fuck out of here.
Who's the quarterback on the Titans again?
Well, it used to be Ryan Tannehill, but let's see here.
He was out.
Don't digress. That was the whole Oilers conversation. They were honoring the Tennessee Titans.
They
used to be the Houston Oilers.
Will Levis, that's the kid that came out and won that game, right?
Yeah, he was, check it out. Let me tell you, Will Levis. He was touted. He was highly touted, right, coming out of the draft.
Yeah.
Some were saying he was possibly going to go number 3 even. For sure, top 10. Motherfucker sat out the whole first draft, the whole first round. Didn't even move. Finally, they took him in the second. But came out, man, did some damage. Won the game, 4 touchdowns. Yeah. 19 of 29, 238.
Those are wrong numbers.
Yeah, those were his numbers. He had great numbers, man.
Yep.
19 of 29, 4 touchdowns, 238 yards. I mean, good numbers.
Here we go. The next game was the Colts against the Saints. You two guys had the Colts. I had the Saints.
Oh, my goodness. What the fuck was I doing?
I had the Saints, and I think I won, right?
You did. I mean, it was 38-27. The Saints put a romping. on the Colts, who still can't get it together, you know,
since they lost that
quarterback. What's his, Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
They can't get it together.
Anthony
man.
Richardson ain't playing, though, right?
Colts? No, he's not. Colts are 3-5 all of a sudden.
Yep. They're not winning like they should.
The Saints are 4-4.
What happened to them? What the fuck? Where they were doing so well, and then they got fucked or somehow.
So you two guys had the Colts, and I had the Saints.
Yeah, you got the point. Congratulations,
you
are now in second place.
The Dolphins against the Patriots. The Dolphins were 9.5-point favorites. We all had the Dolphins. I think we all won.
We all won.
In another game, I picked the Dolphins, though, didn't I?
Yes. I picked the Dolphins in Hollywood, too. Right.
Yeah. Well, in a bet, I fucking bet against, you know, I bet with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And ended up losing fucking money. Damn.
I hate the Patriots. I don't go with them too much. Unless they play the Bears.
So what's
just
the score
go
now?
Back before you make the bets, go back
Hollywood.
And listen to the show again.
What's the score, Holly?
65-60-61. I just told you that.
I'm winning.
No, you're not winning.
With Todd,
you those are catching up, man. I got to get on.
I think Chuck I'm tied winning. With Hollywood, right.
No, you're in second.
I'm in second, down by one, right. All
no,
right, here we go.
You're down by six. Or no,
I'm
you're down by
down
four.
I'm down by six.
You're
Come
down
on.
By four, say.
I'm down by four?
You're down by four. We started 61-56-55. It is now 65-60-61. Like
what
you,
do
you
I have?
Like,
I'm at 61?
Jesus Christ. 61.
You're fucking me.
Is this too long? Is this too long? You're 61.
All right,
just,
here we go.
You just overtook me who had 60. I have the whole
All
list.
Right.
Let
I'm only
cool
for with you. I'm
only 57
cool.
to 51-49, and then it went to 58-52-50, and then it went to 58-53-51, and then it went to 59-54-52.
All right.
And then it was
61-55-54,
and then it was 61-56-55, and then it was 61-56-55, and then it was 61-56-55, and then it was 62-57-56, and then it was 63-58-57, and then it was 64-59-58, and then it was 64-59-59.
Here we go. The next game is the Jaguars at the Steelers.
Fuck it.
Jaguars at the Steelers. Me and Chuck had the Jags. Hollywood had the Steelers. Who won, Chuck?
Oh, hell. The Jags and the Steelers. Why do you got to move it around on me like this?
I think we had the Jags and they won, right?
All right, so Jags and Steelers, 20-10.
Jaguars
the Jags won.
Hollywood gets the loss. Me and Chuck get the win on that one.
Yeah, and in
so
another bet, I bet against the fucking – I bet the Steelers to win. And ended up losing money. Fuck.
Eagles at the Commanders. I had the Eagles. We all had the Eagles, I guess. So.
Who the fuck had the Commanders? There's no. It's the Redskins. The fucking Commanders.
I don't like. Right. They call the Redskins. That's bullshit.
The
right.
fucking Redskins, man.
Yep.
Yeah, so the Eagles fucking tore new ass. So, well, actually, the Redskins played them tough, man.
Yeah,
they played
their quarterback
tough, like, 38-31.
Their quarterback is decent. He is.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next game. The Texans at the Panthers. We all had the Texans.
Oh, and we all lost. That pipsqueak finally won a game. Tony called it.
Yep.
Tony called and said that this might be a game where they win because, you know, it's scripted that way.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
and I'll be damned if that's not what happened.
Even though I didn't have the winner.
They let the number one pipsqueak, the number one draft of 2022, 2023 that is, Bryce Young, He ended up winning the game. Texas played. They got it. I mean, they don't even
the young
have a running game right now. Their running game is really, really suffering.
Yep.
Now,
the Seahawks. The Seahawks played the Browns. We all had the Seahawks. And I think
the Seahawks pulled through 24-20.
Yep, we all had a win, all three of us.
We all got a point. I'll take the point.
Now, look at this. The Chiefs at the Broncos, we lose, all three of us, because the Broncos pull up an upset because the quarterback was sick.
I gotta know that I was going for the Broncos every step of the way. And at the end of the game, I mean, I was shocked.
I can't go against the Chiefs against that. That's why I didn't pick the Broncos, man. But I didn't know that.
I'm
going to
tell you, at the end of that game, I had emotion, and it wasn't because we had won after not winning. It was because we haven't beat the Chiefs in so long.
Right, that, 15 years.
It was about time. It was amazing, and it was cold. I don't know. You guys don't understand how fucking cold it was. You don't know. You have no idea. It was so cold.
But it was warm the day before, probably, right?
No, bullshit. It was. You have no. Don't tell me. Don't try to tell me how fucking cold it was when it was literally everything was frozen that whole day. It was so cold.
Was it a dry cold or was it a screwed up? You know.
It was snowing the whole day. It was icy. It was frigid. Yes, it was, what was it, 8 degrees, 7 degrees, I don't know.
Right.
It was fucking cold here this week. It got like in the high 40s. I was like, damn, it's fucking cold outside. It surprised the shit out of me. I didn't even know it was coming. I had heard that it was going to, you know, temperatures were going to drop down. But I thought it was going to be like in the 50s and shit, maybe upper 50s. But damn it dipped down into the fucking 40s. I went outside in the morning. I was like, damn, it's fucking cold out here. What the fuck happened?
And you guys in Texas had warm weather a day or two earlier. Same thing happened here. 80 one day, and the next day, pouring rain, 50. Yep. All right, we go on to the next game. The Ravens against the Cardinals. We all had the Ravens.
Oh, yeah, we did all have the Ravens. And the Ravens won 31-24.
Yep. And this is what happens. In the next game, the 49ers against the Bengals, and we all had the 49ers, and the Bengals come out and win. I changed my pick. I picked the Bengals, and then I changed it to the 49ers. So,
you did.
I picked the shit because I thought that Purdy wasn't going to play, but he played. And what's his name, the running back, he tied the record of what's his name, an all-time football player, 17 straight games with a touchdown.
Oh, wow.
That guy's going to break the record at the end of the year for most touchdowns scored. Yep. So we all had the 49ers, which is we all lose. Yep.
Well, we didn't get the point, yeah. So
nope. Now two more games left, the Chargers, Bears. We all had the Chargers.
Chargers finally looked good. They, you know, put up 30 points. They're still 3-4, though, so they're still under 500. And, of course, they came out on top 30-13. The Bears are looking miserable still at 2-6.
Yeah. So there's one more game left, and it was the Lions at the Raiders, and we all had the Lions, and the Lions won.
In a game where, you know, the head coach of the Raiders lost his job.
Yep. And that is week 8. What's the score, Hollywood, now? That was week 8 finished.
Week 8. So, third place is me with 65. I got 9 right. And second place is Lou with 66. He got 11 right, which is amazing. You're at 67. You got 12 right. And then Chuck is still leading. He got 10 right. So, Lou, even though you are still 4 behind Chuck this week, you got 12 right. 12.
Wow.
Man.
So I'm in second place.
How many did you get wrong?
Wow.
So we'll do week 9 after the break, right, Chuck?
Yeah, we'll do week 9 after the break, and then we'll you know, maybe talk some other nonsense
and what have you.
Because, yeah, we do that here on Pigskin Nation. So we'll be right back after this break.
Is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Asher. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amok, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Philly Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, coming soon, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
Ordering free drinks. It's fucking embarrassing. I came all the way from hell for this. Somebody told me this guy was good. What the fuck?
Join the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion. Hosting UWA. Today, UWA news and matches and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
From the Friendly Fire Cigar Studios in Houston, Texas, you're listening.
Guys, you're on your way home from the wild party that just ended a half hour ago. Or perhaps you're on your way to work like me. Either way, a commercial comes on your radio telling you they can make your hair grow back. Well, listen up, guys. It's a bunch of BS. Period. Your hair is not growing back. Don't be that guy who spends his hard-earned money on a bunch of phony baloney and a bottle of snake oil. Or worse yet, don't be that guy that people go around whispering about behind your back every time you turn around, because it will happen. Trust me on this. I've seen it firsthand, but I digress. Instead, be the guy who is more accepting of who he is. You can even shave your head completely and get an earring or two, anything.
but don't become a mockery of yourself. Don't do it, guys.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the World Generation Podcast Network.
We welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping litter, well, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Go don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the valley, every highway looking dandy, so future generations can enjoy too.
Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Pigskin Nation. It's great of you to stick around. Week 8 results and Week 9 predictions. Of course, we already did the results, so it's time to move on to the predictions.
Before you do the predictions, let's get the standings currently. Standings. That way we can accurately make our predictions by knowing the standings and we don't have to ask or we can go back. But let's do that first because we always do that in the middle and you know what I mean? So why not?
All right. So
Lou,
why
doesn't Lou take the NFC? Chuck takes the AFC.
NFC and AFC. Oh, the
Lou, you take the NFC.
Alright, let me go and get it.
That's the wrong background music.
Got it right here. Wait a minute. You know, the basketball was on tonight.
That's good background music. What's wrong with that?
You know what's wrong with it is that I've done search for something else, and I don't know where how my fingers landed there or what, but it's gone.
I just had it. Where is it? Hey,
oh, yeah, and I know that, too, because that thing, once you lose it in there, you're like, I don't know where the fuck it is anymore. There's so many.
I got to fucking clean that shit up. I got to do it.
No,
man.
But yeah. Every one of them, I'm like, don't get rid of that one. That's a cool theme song.
Don't get rid of that wrestler's
theme song. You should keep that one.
Hollywood,
like, none of them are bad.
Relax. I'm not getting rid of that one. I got to get rid of all that wrestling.
What do
shit,
I have,
though.
The NFC or the AFC?
NFC.
Okay, here we go. The National Conference.
All right.
The East.
Hold on. I got some things.
The East. Philadelphia is in first place, 7-1. Dallas is behind Philadelphia, 5-2. And Washington is coming third at 3-5. And the crappy Giants are 2-6. In the South in the NFC. Atlanta is 4-4 in first place. New Orleans 4-4 tied with them. Tampa Bay 3-4 and Carolina last place 1-6. They won a game. The NFC North, Detroit in first place 6-3. Minnesota in second place 4-4. Green Bay in third place is 2. Wait, what are they? Green Bay is 2-5, right? And Chicago is 2-6. And the NFC West, Seattle first place, 5-2. Frisco, 5-3 in second place. LA Rams, 3-5. And Arizona has the second worst record, 1-7. Wait a minute. They got the worst record then. Because...
Hey, but check it out.
They have the extra game.
Nobody's talking about San Francisco losing 3 in a row.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, but you see who they got? They got Chase Young. He's now on
San
Francisco.
Oh, I did. I saw that. I'm like, holy shit,
and
man.
He's back
as soon as
with
I heard
Bosa.
That they got that, I
those
was like, man,
those two guys
played
together in college. They're going to be a very good defense.
That's
going to
be dangerous, man. It's going to be dangerous over there.
Right.
It already is dangerous.
They
got to
get off
the
snide, though. They got that's not good for them. They should win a game. Maybe they'll win this next one.
Chuck, you got the
maybe.
AFC now.
I do got the AFC. Let me start that background music again. Yeah. So the AFC, we got the AFC East with the Dolphins in first place at 6-2. Then you got the Bills at 5-3. The Jets 4-3, followed by the lowly Patriots at 2-6. Moving on to the West, you got the Chiefs at 6-2, just lost last week to the Broncos, no less. Then you got the Chargers at 3-4, the Raiders at 3-5, and the Broncos moving up to 3-5. So all of a sudden, the Broncos are tied for third.
With Vegas, right?
No,
Raiders
have the Raiders beat. No, the Raiders beat the Broncos in divisional play, and that's one of the losses, and that's one of the Raiders' wins.
Wait,
so that's where the Raiders
have
third place.
The North, Chuck.
The North, we got the Ravens at 6-2. The Steelers at 4-3, the Browns 4-3, and the Bengals finally above 500.
4-3.
4-3 also. And then you got the South with the Jaguars at 6-2. The Texans are 3-4. The Titans are 3-4. And the Colts have fallen to 3-5. There you go with the AFC standings, people.
And that's right the NFL on. Standings.
And that was brought to you by Gorilla Scout Cookies. But I digress.
Right.
Sunday
on.
Driver is what I got.
Nice.
So,
I like that one.
When do we start the picks of week
it's
nine?
Funny you should mention that. I think we need to start it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got the Steelers, 3-point favorites over the Titans at the Steelers. Right? And I'm going with the Steelers.
What did the Titans do last week? They won. They lost.
They won.
They beat the fucking
Falcons
last week.
Is that the quarterback, the kid quarterback, Levis?
Yeah, Will Levis.
I'm going with the Steelers.
And what? And they're at home?
Fuck.
Yeah.
What's the weather supposed to be? What's the weather supposed to be on
Thursday?
Probably going to
be chilly and cold.
Come on, man.
Not warm.
I want to know. It's gonna, it's
are you really
going to
sit there and
a,
ask for the fucking weather, man?
He's right there. But no, he would know. He would know because he's in the East Coast. So he would know.
Right.
Is it going to be chilly there?
Chilly.
That's what I'm asking.
It's going to be 50, 40s, or 50. Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to rain. No snow.
And the Steelers, it plays that they play outside, but it's home.
Yeah.
I'll take the Steelers, too. Give me the
it's
Steelers.
On grass. All right, Hollywood, get the Steelers. Chuck,
51 degrees, man. 51 degrees.
Right.
Over
and
there.
So who do you like, Chuck?
Man.
Oh, I was almost going to take this Titan team, but then... You know, I don't know.
Tennessee, I think the outside and the cold is going to have an effect, man. I'm telling you, Tennessee, you don't get cold. It's cold, but it's not going to get as cold as the 51. 51 is cold for
it. It'll probably
it's not super cold.
Be around 50.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I think the home team advantage is the key in this one. I think that they're doing well enough that the home field advantage is perfectly fine. And that, yeah, so that's why I'm picking the Steelers for the home field advantage.
I'm going for the fucking Titans. Fuck it.
Okay, Chuck, you got the Titans.
Put me down for Will Levis. He's going to come in, galvanize the fucking team. Yeah, he's going to galvanize the fucking team, and they're going to give him a big dose of Derrick Henry.
Here we
go. Run right over their asses.
The Raiders at home against the Giants. That must be indoors. And they're 2.5.
Oh my God! Well, it doesn't matter. The Raiders have no coach. Who's the fucking coach?
I'm
What's going
the
on?
I'm taking the Giants in this game. You know that?
And the Giants have no court. Dimes is coming back.
He's back.
Maybe they'll get that guy, that announcer guy.
I'll probably take it in the
Giants now.
I'll take the Giants because they benched Garoppolo. He's taken out.
Maybe they'll bring in Howie Long to coach them. Remember, like the they brought in that one guy, that commentator, Jeff Saturday. Well, he was a former player, just like Howie Long is.
That's gonna
maybe
be a
weird
thing.
Bring in Howie Long to coach the Raiders.
I don't know who's quarterbacking for the Raiders. Who's the coach of the Raiders?
Who's the offensive coordinator and who's the coach?
These are important things to know, but since we don't know those things,
I took the Giants. Hollywood took the Giants, and Chuck takes who?
Former New York Giants great is new Las Vegas Raiders coach, and guess who that is? Oh my goodness!
Who?
It's Antonio fucking Pierce. He was a defensive back.
Oh man!
Oh my God, man! That guy was vicious.
Antonio Pierce is now the coach of the Raiders.
Yeah.
The offensive coordinator. They got to get a new offensive coordinator, and who's going to be calling the plays? This new coach. I can't see the Raiders winning this game at all.
Who is this Pierce guy? Is he a good?
Yeah, he was a fierce player. This Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
He was the nightmare of many quarterbacks.
Chuck, you're taking.
How is he good as a coach?
Obviously, he was probably coaching somewhere. Let's see here.
College, baby. Who the hell knows? Unless he was.
No. Let's see here. A challenge of the unknown, franchise legend, blah, blah, blah. Man, are you telling me this guy's got no experience at all in coaching?
So who do you like?
I'm still taking the Giants. I don't know about you.
I'm taking the fucking Giants too. Fuck it.
Okay, the three of us will take the Giants. Watch, they'll probably play pretty good. The Giants, because what's his name? Daniel Jones.
It's gonna be a freaking shit show.
Here we go.
Like,
the next game in Germany, the Chiefs against the Dolphins. Giving 2.5 points to the Dolphins.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I'm going to flip. This is the coin flip. This is going to be the coin flip because this is one of those games where both of these teams are good teams.
Who knows?
They need to find a Kern.
The Dolphins is a good team.
Where's a Kern when you need one? A nice Kern. Lou knows what a Kern is. Ah,
yep.
There's a Kern.
The Dolphins have the best receivers. And
all right, so heads, heads should be, who's playing the Dolphins? Heads should be the Chiefs. The heads is the Chief, and the Dolphins could be the tails. So head is the Chief, and Dolphins a tail. Here we go. My pick is Dolphins a tail. Dolphins are going to beat the Chiefs in
Germany. So you got the Dolphins.
I got the Kern tells me. That's the Kern flip of the week. Kern flip of the week.
Norton says.
Kern flip of the week.
I could give a fuck less what a Kern is, but I'll tell you what, I'll take the Chiefs.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe what's his name will be better this week coming up.
Is Taylor Swift going to be there? Because Kelsey does better when she's there.
Who knows? She's
going
to take a jet to Germany? Who knows? Unless she's on tour.
Oh, my God. Whoa. She might not. Or why not? If she's Taylor Swift, she goes to Germany. She can set up an appearance somewhere.
She can afford it.
She bought back her own. So basically, these artists could just sell their songs and then just re-record them and make money again. Yeah. And the other people are out of luck. So give me $1 million for my catalog. Okay, thank you. Now I'm just going to re-record everything I just fucking sold you and resell it. Your shit is worthless.
I'm Taylor Swift. Let's hit the next game. The Falcons at home against the Vikings. giving 5.5 points to the Vikings. I'm taking the Falcons.
The Vikings. The Vikings.
Why do the Vikings get? Why are the Vikings favored? At
no,
Falcons
the Falcons
at home?
Are favored.
Oh.
They're favored by
5.5.
I'm
taking the Falcons.
Don't
Chuck
do the whole giving.
Chuck is taking
you
the
do
Falcons.
Do plus or minus or whatever.
So am I.
No, don't do. He's giving. No, it's got to be the Falcons. I thought they had the Vikings for some reason. No, the Wings. They
no,
got the Wings. Because
what's
Falcons.
His name? Kirk Cousins is hurt. And I don't know who their damn backup is, so, right? So here we go.
It's a shame because he was doing really well. It's just a shame. He's having a resurgence, right? If he would have at least made it all the way through the season and into the playoffs.
Yeah. They were on the way to the playoffs. Yep.
At least in a nice run, and then he could have had a good. I mean, next year he'll be fine. He'll do the same thing, but you know, same with Aaron Rodgers. But I'm telling you, the Jets will be in the playoffs. But Aaron Rodgers will start for the Jets in the playoffs if that happens, and he will be ready to go.
If he comes
in
back
the playoffs.
Early, let's go to the Browns at home against the Cardinals.
The shit stain.
I'm taking
the
Cardinals in this game.
Against the shit stains. Shit stains
against
and Cardinals.
The Browns,
shit stains.
The Browns traded their,
the Cardinals
their, one
wins.
Of their better
what are you
receivers.
Talking about?
The Browns made trades, and they traded their receiver. I don't know why, but.
What's the
8-point favorite?
What are their records? The Browns are the favorites?
Browns are 8-point favorites over the Cardinals. But
and
I'm
taking
the
Cardinals
in this game.
Yeah, I'm taking the Browns. Fuck it.
Okay, Chuck.
The Browns took. I'll take the Browns too because that favorite, the 8-point favorite, is just it's weird. But
that's a lot of
like
points.
Like if they traded away their no, I'll
they
go with I'll
receiver.
Go with the.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
I'll go with the Browns. Whatever.
All right.
I'll go with what the handicappers and they say.
I took the Cardinals. That's my first long shot pick. All right, the Packers at the Rams. No, at the Packers, giving 3 points to the Rams.
Rams and Packers.
I'm going with the Rams here because what's his name? Matthew Stafford is playing.
Matthew Stafford is playing. Who's playing on the?
Because he had a hurt thumb, but he it was on the NFL Network, and they said he's going to play Sunday.
Well, but is that a good thing or a bad thing? How is he? Is he recovered?
Oh,
is
their starting quarterback.
Tony.
No, I
Hollywood.
Know, but it's a thumb injury.
But look,
Hollywood.
No,
it's going to be
it's
cold.
Like
it's
like a little
be in
strain,
fucking
but
Green
they
Bay.
Said he's practicing.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be in Green Bay.
Yep.
Cheese heads everywhere.
Yeah.
Packers giving 3.
But I'm taking the Rams.
Me too. All right, Chuck takes the Rams. I take the Rams. And Hollywood takes what?
I'll take the Packers.
Okay. That's a game that Hollywood takes the Packers and we take the Rams.
Because they're at home. They're
New
at
England
home.
Patriots
they're...
at home against the Commanders. 3.5 points.
Stop calling them the Commanders. Get the
I
fuck.
Know, I hate that.
Give me the Redskins.
He's been brainwashed. Against Indy.
He's been brainwashed by ESPN.
Yeah.
Give me the Redskins. I'll take the Redskins.
I'm taking the Patriots.
Oh, my
Jesus.
Goodness.
I don't like to do that, but I'm taking them at home. So you're taking the command.
Why? You think Belichick is going to actually?
They're at home.
Well, this is another shit show. They're right. Who cares?
Let me tell you, the Commanders ain't too freaking good.
That's what I said. None of it is. It's a shit show.
So who
like,
do you
who
take,
cares?
Chuck?
So the New England Patriots are 2-5. No, I'm sorry. Wait, 2-6.
Hollywood
and
takes
the
Commanders.
Redskins
I take
are 3-5.
So Who are you taking, the Patriots, Chuck?
I'm going to take the Redskins.
Okay.
Yeah. I just think that the Patriots are on tank mode now. They're not going to consciously say it, but they're at the point where, like, that's the worst part about the Broncos. They don't have a game this week. But the worst part is that they're, since they're 3-5, they're on the cusp. If they would have lost, it would have been the trade. They would have been trading people. They would have traded Judy. So it's a tough place to be.
They
but
all
I don't know if the Patriots
receivers and no one. They just traded one receiver. I think the Browns gave up a receiver. I don't know who it was.
I just don't know if Bill Belichick is going to either. I don't know why he's still there, but maybe they believe in his
he's
vision.
He's got
of
a
tank,
lifetime
so
deal, it looks like, with Kraft, the owner.
That's why I just think that. But I think that he will play, but he will just play to just, you know, remember when you used to play Madden and you used to just randomly pick a fucking play? You know, just I'll pick this random. He just look down, point, not even look at it. Oh, this one. You know, win a win, a lose, but he wants to lose, so he's not going to play as hard as
the next game is the New Orleans Saints at home against the Bears, giving 7.5, and I'm taking the Saints. It's indoors.
Well, I'm taking the Saints because it's against the Bears.
Bears is crapola, right.
I'm taking the Saints. They surprised me last.
I'm changing my pick. I'm going with the fucking Patriots.
You're taking
You're going with the Patriots.
Yeah, wait a minute. Patriots? Oh, all right.
I will take the Redskins alone. I will take the Redskins alone.
So wait
alone
a minute, Chuck. You're taking the Patriots, not the Commanders, right?
That's right. I'm taking the Patriots, not the Redskins.
That one. All right, hold on. Let me do that. Wait a minute. And I take the Saints. Hollywood takes the Saints. And
I also am taking the Saints because they're playing, you know, the Bears.
At home in the dome, right.
No, they're playing the Bears. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Right,
that's
the Bears is crapola. This is a good game, too. The Ravens at home giving 5.5 points against the Seahawks. The Ravens are a great team this year. And you know what? I'm taking them, the Ravens.
Man, that is a good game.
They made a nice pickup, too. They got
who won last week? They both won? Or?
The Ravens won, yeah.
And the Seahawks
lost. What about
lost
the Seahawks?
Last week.
Seahawks lost.
No, the Seahawks
and
lost.
Who's at home?
No, I take that back. They
Ravens
won.
Are at
the
home.
Stains. No, wait a minute. No, not the shit stains.
The Ravens are at home, 5.5 points.
Yeah, I think that they got wings. Seahawks have wings too, but Ravens, I don't know. I think the
Ravens.
I'm not a fan.
Ravens.
Geno.
No, I'm not a fan either. I like Geno Smith, but I think that the the Seahawks are also.
They've been pretty good, yeah.
I mean, give the home
more than
field,
pretty
though,
good.
You know me.
They're 6-2. I mean, they've been more than pretty good.
Who'd you take, Chuck, in that one? Ravens or
Seahawks? No, they're 5-2. They're 5-2, yeah. I'm going to take.
That's why you
got
to.
Yeah. I got to go with the Ravens.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me put it down. Okay, next game is the Texans at home, giving 2.5 points over the Buccaneers. Mm-mm-mm. I'm taking the Texans. I'll try to watch. They'll stab me in the back, these bastards. Right.
They've done it 2 weeks in a row, man.
Yeah,
here's the thing, man. Here's the reality of it. The Texans have beat, like, the teams that they beat, if they beaten, they're good teams.
Yeah.
But then they lose to fucking, like, last week. They had no business losing to
right.
the fucking Carolina Panthers. And then the week before that, they lost to another shitty team.
It's
like, what the
name,
fuck with this team?
The Buccaneers quarterback, he could win 1 week and be lousy the next. But I'm taking the Texans. They're at home.
Yeah, put me down for the Texans. I think the Texans are going to muster it out.
Yeah.
They're going to hammer it out, man. They're going to win.
Who do you take, Hollywood?
not the Texans.
Buccaneers?
Yeah, give me, circle that. Put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it, yeah. Okay, the Colts at the Panthers. Colts are giving 3 points to the Panthers.
Panthers. Remember last week? Remember last week I said that the last game that they were playing, do they want to win this game? So it doesn't look like they're tanking. This would be the one game that they could probably win.
Yeah, but I'm taking
so
the Colts.
I'm taking the Colts. They fucked us all these weeks. These fucking Colts.
Hollywood,
what are they, 2-5?
I'm
taking them anyway. Fuck them, but I'm taking
them.
Who
do you take, Chuck?
I thought they were better than
Colts, Panthers.
But I'm taking
them.
They're 1-6.
I'm taking
this Panther team. They're the worst. They're not the worst, though, now. Arizona is worse. They're 1-7.
How the fuck did they beat the Texans? No, wait. How the fuck did the Texans lose to the fucking Panthers? Damn.
The worst team in football, right?
I got to go Colts, man. Colts are going to win. Gardner Minshew is going to have bust out that Minshew magic.
Right.
You keep
really
waiting for that Minshew.
We wait for that fucking.
There's no. The Minshew magic is fucking. His wand is broken, man. Come on.
The best game of the week coming up. The Eagles against the Cowboys. The Eagles at home. Giving 3 points.
The fucking Eagles. Give me the wings, baby.
Hollywood got the Eagles,
man.
And
the Cowboys are
going to
win
Cole.
This game in a
Dallas
display
is a good
of fucking
team,
dominance.
I don't know what to do here with this.
Cold, baby, cold.
That's right.
It's going to be a total display of dominance
by the Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys are going to win this game, baby, all
Chuck
day long.
Taking the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right, the Pokes, baby.
We'll see. This game is going to be good. Now, the Cincinnati Bengals at home giving 2.5 points to the Bills. I'm taking the Bengals.
Why are the Bills so shitty? Why are they not, like, why is it going to be so close? Like, I thought the Bills were a good team.
They made a couple of pickups, the Bills.
Why are the Bengals so shitty then?
They played great this last game. They won, man. What's his name? The quarterback.
What's the record of the? But what's the record? What's their both the record? I said I wouldn't ask, but what's the record of the?
No, that's totally fine. I do have the records on hand, for the president, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. UWA champion.
You have a place in my cabinet. You have a place in my cabinet right next to the fine china.
Wonderful.
Place to touch. Yeah, there's this nice little place in my cabinet.
I'm in a jar.
In a jar. In the cabinet. Next to the Statue of Liberty. Lou knows.
Hollywood? Bengals or Bills?
What are the record? I want to know.
The Bills are 5-3, and the Bengals are 4-3.
Yes, I take the at home
at
with
Cincinnati.
At Cincinnati. I don't know. I think the
that's going to be a chilly place, Bengals.
The Bills. I'll take the Bills. Give me the Bills.
Okay, wait a minute, Bill. Okay. Hollywood takes the Bills. I take the Bengals. Chuck, who do you take?
I'm taking the Bengals.
Okay. And the last game coming up, wait a minute, let me put you down for the Bengals. Last game, the Chargers giving 3 points to the Jets. The Jets are at home. The Chargers are a warm weather team against the Jets. It's not going to be raining. This is a tough pick.
Damn. Blue with the forecast and everything.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, well, shit, he should have it. It's in New York.
Yep. That's the same.
Man. The Chargers, I like the Chargers. The kid with the long hair, Herbert.
He's a good quarterback.
He's a great quarterback, man. He's going to be a great someday.
And you know what?
Shit.
The Jets have problem with their center. They got the center got
did
hurt.
Did they pick
the
up anybody? Who did they pick up in the trade? Anything? Anybody? Did they get anybody?
The Jets didn't make any moves.
No moves.
No
is
moves.
Aaron Rodgers going to be there?
No, he will not be there. Maybe
he will not be on the side. Then not the Jets. I take whoever other is playing the Jets. Who's
you're
playing
taking
the Jets?
The Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers.
I didn't make my pick yet. What about you, Chuck?
And it's a difficult pick.
That is.
But I'm going
I'm
with the Chargers
the
as well.
Let me take the Jets.
I'm taking
kill
the
me
Chargers,
now.
Man.
Okay.
Sweet Lou fatally picking the Jets.
That
fatally.
Is the picks for week 9, and that is the pick.
Nice. Locked in. Nice.
That is it on the peaks.
Oh.
I'm pretty happy with
no
my
change.
Pick
I don't think there should be any more any changing. I think that we
nope.
should say from here on out on the show, whatever Lou writes down is locked in. Don't call. Don't change.
Well,
no, this
you
you're stuck.
No.
You can change now. You can change right now if you want. If you have any changes, please make them known at this very moment.
There are
because,
no changes. There are no changes. I'm happy with my picks. They're locked.
Yeah, I am too.
They're
unless something comes up. I don't know. I'm only kidding.
Lou.
But,
well, you had
what
Lou had 12. Lou had 12 this last. You know, you got 12 right. Fine.
Yeah,
that's
a
lot. So,
I had
you know,
a good pick.
You
good,
made up some
week.
Ground.
Yep.
But Chuck is still winning because he did well in the first couple weeks. And we didn't
yeah.
do so well in the first couple weeks. He
good
did,
show.
He did really well.
Then, right, Chuck?
I started shitting the bed, that, you know, and then now I am where I am. I should
we
be,
are,
you know, I should have a lot more points right now.
Well,
Lou.
You got
sweet
you got
Lou.
10, right? 10.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not
how many games
bad.
Are
not
there?
Not bad. It's better. This is a much better week for everybody. I mean,
yep.
I got 9, but that's not terrible. That's a 50% above. Just a little bit.
Lou, so what did you think of the PSA, the public service announcement about the Mel Baldness?
About
are
the
you,
what?
About the Mel Baldness. Are you bald?
No. Oh, you know what? The only thing that works with that is hair transplants, and they are so much money, it's unbelievable.
Yeah?
Hair transplant to the only thing that works.
What,
man.
The minoxidil doesn't work? That shit doesn't
oh,
work?
That's
the hymns.
All bullshit, man.
The hymns.
Come on.
Yeah, it's a bunch of
clinically
shit,
proven
man.
To regrow.
And it's very painful, the hair transplants, I hear.
Oh.
They put the plugs in your scalp, and it's not
oh, my goodness.
A joke, man.
They take a piece, they take it from the back of your head, they take it from
no,
the back of
your
head.
No,
they
take it from
your
pubic.
No, they take it from the back. No, they take it from the back of your head and the neck area, that area. They take that hair and they graft it onto your head. Those are the
oh
hair. That's where they get the hair from, the back of the neck. They don't get it from
oh
the ass. Unless you want ass hair on your head or pubic hair. If you want ball hair on your head, you can have ball hair on your head, but it's not a thing.
This
no
show
hair.
Is gone an hour and 10.
Hair today. Has it?
It's starting to get like bullshit
has?
Now.
Yeah?
Right, Chuck?
We
yeah,
just finished
man.
Our predictions. How long did it take? For that. So,
well, we went over the both of them.
We didn't go over. He schedules it for an hour and a half. So
yeah.
we're not over.
Oh, well.
We're good on time.
Okay.
It's scheduled till 8:30.
I mean,
don't forget to change
lady.
Your clock back. Happy Halloween, and don't forget to change your clock. Fall
don't
behind.
Don't forget, that's, right? That's Saturday night. Don't forget, it's 10 o'clock, 10 after 10 in New York. It's only 8:10 in you guys.
It's 9:10 here.
Oh, 9:10 in Denver. I mean, in
Houston. In Texas,
yeah.
Texas. And in Denver, it's 8:10, right?
Right.
8:10, yeah. That's how math works.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So they got Aroldis Chapman out there giving up home runs, it looks like.
Oh, did you see the heavyweight fight? I saw clips, and they showed the heavyweight fight. This guy never fought anything, and he almost beat that guy from Australia. What's his name? Tyson Fury. They showed, like, the last round. That guy, he knocked him down, man.
Tyson Kidd is wrestling?
No, Tyson Fury.
Mike Tyson.
No, the heavyweight guy.
The heavyweight. Buster Douglas.
Fucking asshole.
Evander Holyfield?
No.
Muhammad
Jeff
Ali.
Knows who I'm talking about.
Yes, I have a George Foreman grill too. It's just a good thing. It's great. Cooks nicely. Juice is drained out. The oils, the meat grease.
So what are we going to talk about for 20 minutes?
Nothing. We can end the show now. It doesn't have to go all the way.
All right. It's
done. Chuck, he wants to end the show.
Not necessarily, but, I mean, we can end the show. How do you want me to end the show, Lou?
You whatever you want.
Yeah, we'll just end it like this.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.